Welcome to the Davenport Pulse, a podcast aimed at connecting citizens to their local government. Together, we will explore important issues impacting our neighborhoods and community through conversations with residents, city staff, and elected officials.
Davenport is an urban pulse at the heart of the Quad Cities, rich in history and character, where folks with the Midwest mentality plant personal and professional roots. Come explore with us the people, places, and programs that make Davenport home. Welcome back to the Davenport Pulse. We have a lot of fun things to share with our listeners. There are so many great events to enjoy right here in Davenport, and many of them are free. To help promote our first event, back by popular demand, we have Sergeant Andrew Harris here to talk about Coffee with a Cop. Welcome, Sergeant Harris.
Thank you for having me again. This is great. Yeah,
thanks for joining us again. So, Coffee with a Cop, it's back.
I'm so excited. Second annual.
I know.
Ivy, yep. Davenport Police Department, Coffee with a Cop.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm excited. We will have five different events at all the Davenport locations on select Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. And why don't you tell us a little bit about how Coffee with a Cop started and what it does for our community.
Right. So it was around Christmas time, 2020, that reached out to Hy-Vee, and I spoke to a nice woman on the phone named Allie, which would be you.
Me.
And I asked her if she would be interested, if you would be interested, if Hy-Vee would be interested in hosting Coffee with a Cop. And why Hy-Vee? We decided that Hy-Vee would just be an obvious choice because they're spread out throughout our community. There's mm-hmm. five locations, and we're still very in the thick of the COVID at the time, and we needed a space that was large where we could still socially distance. So Hy-Vee said yes, and it was nerve-wracking, that first event.
I know. It's you never know. It's like you can invite all these people to an event, and are they going to show up? Mm-hmm. Who knows? But it was really well attended. Our first ever event last year was at Rockingham Road, Hy-Vee. Alderman Dunn was there.
Which he attended all five Coffee with the Cops
events. Yep.
Along with our Good Neighbor Projects, Van Buren.
Our gold leader, star, Joyce Miller.
Yes. They attended all five of them too.
Yeah.
But what's cool about it is just because each one is a different experience, because mm-hmm. each one had different police officers attend. And what I like about it, there is no agenda. It's just opportunity for you to get to know different police officers mm-hmm. and talk to the police officers at a table. There's no agenda. We just sit down and we listen and we talk about what's on our community members' minds.
Yep.
Is Coffee with a Cop a national thing, or how did it become something here in Davenport?
It is. There is a national Coffee with a Cop. It's in October, actually.
Yep.
We got to celebrate that at Silvercrest and Gardner Farms. Mm-hmm. Good Neighbor Projects, friends at that retirement home back in October. So in the past, Davenport Police Departments would be invited to Coffee with a Cop opportunities at churches or other businesses, but this was the first time the police department partnered with organizations such as Hy-Vee that we said yes, we want to make this happen with our citizens.
Yeah, and Hy-Vee was kind enough to provide the pastries and the coffee, so and the space. So really, all you had to do was show up, and it was just a very casual, laid back morning spent with the community members and cops.
It's so important, especially that event, because you look at that hour, but our police officers are so busy right now. And for us to just to be intentional mm-hmm. and say, hey, this hour we are going to be available for our citizens to come out and just hear what they want to tell us and yeah. share some stories. And because that's a good day mm-hmm. where we're eating pastries, we're having coffee. But so when we do have those challenging days that you have a connection with a Davenport police officer where you're comfortable to reach out to us and to help us to be part of that solution.
Exactly. I agree.
Can you let our listeners know which locations and dates they can plan on attending this year?
Yeah. So Coffee with a Cop is back. Our first event will be at the end of this month on March 24th. At Utica Ridge Hy-Vee, and then our second event is April 7th at East Kimberly Hy-Vee. Our third event is April 28th at West Kimberly Hy-Vee. The next one is May 5th at Locust Street Hy-Vee.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Meet us at Hy-Vee. And the last one, our fifth event, is on May 12th at Rockingham Road Hy-Vee. So everybody come out to your local Hy-Vee to have coffee and pastries with your neighborhood police officers.
You will not be disappointed.
No, it's a great time.
It is. And it's for a police officer. I think it was so important for us just to spend some time with our citizens. As a community impact team officer, I get a lot of positive feedback from, because I have opportunities to go to a lot of fun events and a lot of great meetings with our citizens. But a lot of our police officers don't have those opportunities because they're going to call to call to call, or they're a detective and they're not out in the community as much as a patrol officer or a CIT officer. So it was just a chance for them to get some positive feedback, because Davenport's a great place to work at and our citizens are the best, and that they truly support us. And this is just one of those opportunities where they can support us by coming to Coffee with a Cop.
You said you get to attend a lot of fun events. Party in the Park is back this year.
Yeah, can't let's wait. Talk about partying in the park.
Yeah.
This is a good one. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I am, because it's warm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Exactly. We'll have the mobile precinct out there again. That was a big hit last year with the kids.
The canine dogs are always very popular too.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Yeah. There's Dawn. Dawn the dog. She's my favorite.
She's my favorite too.
She's a sweetie pie.
Yeah. So basically what Party in the Park is, if you don't know, it's free. It's on select Thursdays starting June 9th is our very first, Party in the Park at Harrington. They're just 2 hours from 5:30 to 7:30. It's, something the whole family can come out and enjoy. You'll get food. So we have, food provided. There's some sort of entertainment. Sometimes we have live music. There's cold treats like popsicles, ice cream, things like that. We have a lot of games out there for the kids, and then booths of various organizations and nonprofits that are there to hand out like swag items or pamphlets, brochures to just, you know, inform you what services they offer. So it's a good time. I'm looking forward to it.
We are too. And it's, once again, it's just another opportunity for us as police officers to connect with our neighbors. One of my best memories of last year's Party with the Parks was our first one at Lafayette Park. Were you there, Jerry?
Yes.
And there was a basketball court right there at Lafayette Park. And it was just a pickup basketball game. The mayor jumped in. I believe Alder Dunn was playing basketball, and Officer Carver and Officer Rusk were playing. And, well, there's two events that were a lot of fun at that one. But the one I'm thinking about with the basketball was he ended up playing with some kids, and the media was there. And afterwards, I'm watching the news and I'm listening to this young 18, 19-year-old young person just talk about his experience playing with Officer Carver, and saying that before he came to the Party with Mark, he had some negative beliefs about the police department. And he said just that basketball game in itself, he goes, it's all about love. It was all about fun. And it was just how we as the city can make positive impacts in a short amount of time, which was pretty cool.
That is great.
And then there was Officer Rusk, who was in the hot dog eating contest.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
And that's what he was doing on the other side of the park.
Did he win?
I don't believe he did. So I will, when I see Officer Russ today, I'll make sure he's in training for his hot dog eating contest at Party in the Park.
Oh, wow. I hope we do that again. I want to see a hot dog eating contest. I don't want to participate, though.
No, thank you.
I don't want to ruin hot dogs for myself. I feel like eating that many hot dogs is just, ugh.
I agree.
But anyway, so another cool thing about Party in the Park is that a lot of our city staff and elected officials come to these events. So it's a good way to meet the mayor, meet your alder person for your ward that you live in, meet our city administrator, Corey Spiegel. So it's just, there's a lot of positive things that happen at Party in the Park.
Another fun thing I like about it is we always invite our We identify our Good Neighbor Project leaders in that neighborhood, yes, and they always have a booth there too. And they use that as a chance to connect with their neighborhoods there and to sign up and use that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then Marion McGinnis and her history board for every neighborhood. That's always really cool.
I always find it so interesting because it's like, how do you find so much information on every park? Because it's not the big parks, you know, it's all the small pocket parks, mm-hmm, that we host at.
Which is intentional because a lot of these families can walk to the park, yep, which is great. And it gives you a chance to meet your neighbors that live, you know, right next door. So it's a good time. I hope everybody comes out and checks out Party in the Park this year.
And residents can visit davenportiowa.com/PIP to learn more.
There you go. Okay, so another event that we have coming up that I'm very excited about is the community-wide egg hunt.
Yes, this is a new event.
Brand spanking new, first year. We're going to host it at Vanderveer Botanical Park on Saturday, April 2nd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So this will be good.
Yes, ages 3 and up.
Well,
all ages, actually.
All ages welcome. We're going to break it down into age groups. So at the top of, or at every half hour, we'll have an egg hunt. And there'll be a 3 and under section, 4 to 6 years section, and then 7 and up. We'll have their own little section to hunt eggs. And all ages are welcome, but I feel like this event is maybe geared towards or maybe more appealing to 10 and under.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of fun prizes.
Yeah, so the way students can earn prizes is they will turn their egg in, kind of like a ticket system.
Yeah.
And there will be different prizes on each level, mm-hmm, if you call them.
Yeah, so don't be alarmed when all of your plastic eggs are empty.
Yes.
You will turn them in to the owl. The library's van will be parked out on the lawn, and you can turn in all your plastic eggs for, we'll have candy, we'll have little prizes, we'll have pool passes, which is very cool, ice skating passes,
foot golf passes.
Oh yeah, foot golf passes. And we'll even have a raffle to enter to win a kid's summer pass valued at $50. So that'll be cool.
Yeah. Another fun event that is back for the summer is Fedgeberry Fun Days, hosted by the Parks and Rec Department. Every third Saturday at the Fedgeberry Learning Center, they will host free family activities. Each day will have a special theme to make each one different and unique for each other. They're hosting family activities, local vendors, nature crafts, and more. These kick off on May 21st from 12 to 3 p.m., and they go actually through October. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's once a month, but it's a great event to get out on a Saturday afternoon and
with the whole family. Mm-hmm. That's cool. So I have to admit, I've never been to a Fedgeberry Family Fun Day, but I will definitely be checking this out this year.
Yes, you
that
will
sounds
enjoy
like a good
it.
Time.
Yes. And then something that staff has been working on is creating a free family fun web page on the Davenport website.
Mm-hmm.
So families can go there and find out all sorts of free family fun events that is offered in Davenport. So if they visit davenportiowa.com/free family fun, mm-hmm, there's a list of community-wide ones. And then we actually have the Davenport Public Library and Riverfront events on there. Some of them on there are Youth Fest, Movies in the Park, which is hosted by the Parks and Rec Department. They're doing one at Fedgeberry on May 13th, People's Choice winner. And then at the Annie Wintemeyer Complex on Friday, August 5th, it will be The Wizard of Oz. The People's Choice winner one is actually being voted on currently on Facebook.
I voted.
What did you pick?
Mary Poppins.
Junior Theater is hosting their main stage production. Imagine that in June. And then there's a couple other ones out there like the Earth Day Extravaganza Volunteer Day and the Get Out and Trail, which is part of the summer-wide theme.
That's great. There's so much going on in the city of Davenport, most of it being free,
absolutely,
almost all of it being free, including literally everything we touched on so far.
Yeah. And then for those, we want to kind of announce and remind families that the summer scholarship program is back. Mm-hmm. And that is for Davenport youth, K through 12. They have to be a Davenport resident. And what they can do is these scholarships available for students to attend programs at different 501c3 partners. And these include, but are not limited to the Boys and Girls Scouts of America, the Parks and Rec Department, Fan Museum, Figgy Art, First Tee, Quad Cities, Hand in Hand.
YMCA.
The YMCA, the Putnam.
River Music Experience. There's a lot on the list.
So those are actually available now at davenportiowa.com/youth scholarship. And so they can start applying now. And it's a $200 voucher for 13 weeks that can be used through any of those partners, and you actually can apply for more than one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there are some limitations due to where the funding comes from, but log on and apply or call Parks and Rec or stop by Parks and Rec. The programs actually run from June 1st to August 31st, and one of the most popular is Adventure Camp, which students can sign up for. It's all summer, or it's actually by week for certain themes.
That's a nice option.
Yeah, so we encourage families to look into applying, and hopefully they can send their kids to any type of events they want to go to and camps. Yeah.
This will literally keep your children busy all summer long.
Yes.
This the is
Putnam,
great.
Yeah, the Putnam has awesome, last summer anyways, they had really good different day camps and even week-long camps that were super, I thought they were cool. I got to go to a couple of them.
Did you? That's fun.
Yeah.
So everybody needs to go check out City of Davenport Free Family Fun tab and just see what's up and coming. We've got a lot going on in the City of Davenport and lots to offer.
We look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, we want to see you all there.
Be sure to say hi.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.